Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got a new friend with us. Pam Irving is here. Pam is an entrepreneur, and I think maybe a surprised entrepreneur. I think she maybe even surprised it herself, but she's had some great success creating the demand and the supply for something called clogs. Those of you who, ladies, you probably know what clogs are. Guys, I'm going to get Pam to tell us what that is, because before, you know, until recently, I didn't know what they were either, so don't worry about that. But let's get her in here. Pam Irving, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
It's good to have you here. How correct was I to say you were kind of a surprise entrepreneur?
I am a surprise entrepreneur.
It's kind of taken you by storm too, hasn't it?
It has, actually. It really has.
Tell the audience how you got started.
Well, I say it's all my cousin's fault. My mother's second cousin came over to America in 2006, and before he came over, he asked me, what would you like from Sweden? I said, well, geez, I haven't had a pair of clogs in a while, because my grandmother used to go back and forth from Sweden.
Right.
And growing up, I used to always have a pair of clogs in my wardrobe. And
you can never have too many clogs, right?
You can't.
Yeah.
And so when I received these clogs, they had a flower pattern on them. And I've always had like a solid traditional color.
Right.
And when I saw these flowered patterns, I said, wow, these are bright and fun, and what an expression for your feet. And I started immediately wearing them, and everyone just kept asking me, where'd you get those? Strangers on the street, my friends. And so I started selling them literally out of the back of my car. No joke. I started taking orders. It went from, 20 pairs to 50 pairs to 300 pairs. And then really the test was, I said, geez,
these are all made in Sweden, aren't they?
They're all made in Sweden, and I'm importing them over. And it's a sixth-generation manufacturer over there.
Wow.
The clog goes back 150 years.
Wow.
A clog is like a sneaker to the Swedes.
It's sort of like the old, we used to think of the old wooden shoe that the Dutch made, right?
Right. Each country over there has a different form of their clog.
A variation of the clog. We always thought about the Dutch shoes where, mm-hmm. What is that what we called them? We called them clogs many years ago. I've forgotten. But anyway, and they were all wooden, but yours are only wooden soles, right?
Right now, they are an alder wood-based sole, and I am looking to get into the market of a semi-soft sole.
But now the tops are leather or vinyl or something like that,
the
right?
The tops are real leather uppers, and
right.
they are able to put a PU coating over on the top to keep
right.
the pattern the
right.
way it is.
Right. And now you even have them for children. In fact, and this is a true story, this last weekend I was in church, and a little girl who was an acolyte, a prissy little, full of personality, young lady, walked by my wife and I in these little pink shoes that were unusual. And my wife, of course, commented and complimented her on her shoes. Of course, she would notice those things. I didn't notice. And so the little girl says, oh, they're clogs. You can get them online. It's this little six-year-old. She's already, are women born knowing about and loving shoes? Is that like a girl thing? Is that, or do you train women about these things?
I think it's just in ourselves.
It's a girl thing, isn't it? It really is. Yeah. So my wife loves shoe shopping, like all women. Anyway, so this little six-year-old was already into her clogs, and it had a little, they were pink, and they had a little strap behind them. And so here was a pair of your shoes. I know they were.
Well, that's amazing.
And it was
amazing.
So funny. She said, "Oh, they're clogs. You can get them online, just like that. Like no big deal, you know." And but anyway, so you saw this up. You saw the shoes and you liked them for yourself.
Yes.
But then other people said, "Oh, I like that." And you said, "Huh? Wonder if they sell." And so you just started selling them. And now you've got a website.
I have a website. I have
Give
a
it
warehouse.
To us.
I've got a hat for everything right now. I must say that I have outsourced some professional help. And
why did you do that? Why did you outsource? This is an important question. See, Pam, because I tell my audience, you know, do the things that you're good at and let other people who are good at other things do those things. What do you think?
Yes, I agree with you, Jim, there, because it got to a point where I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't concentrate on new product development and pay the bills and, make sure that, that execution of that order is going
right.
out. And I am a very hands-on type of person, and it took a little bit of time for me to release that control to someone else.
Delegating is not easy for the founder, is it?
It's not, and there are still things that I'm doing myself because I just feel I have to, and I think it's just over time it'll happen. So
well, what happens is you realize that when you do it, it's perfect, at least
exactly.
in your mind, and when other people do it, it's not perfect. But what you have to do is you have to realize that you're not trying to get them to be perfect like you. They only have to be excellent. They don't have to be perfect. They just have to be excellent. And they can be excellent. They just can't be perfect.
Right.
And excellence is actually preferred over perfection, Pam, because mm-hmm. perfection will get in your way of getting things done, won't it?
I agree with you there. Wholeheartedly.
So you outsource. What did you outsource?
I outsourced, I have an administrative assistant. I'm still trying to keep things in control, but, just knowing that I outsourced...
Go ahead.
I outsourced my bookkeeper.
Oh, good. Good for you.
My CPA.
What about web development?
Web development I outsourced as well.
Right, right. What about marketing?
Marketing, I'm still kind of dealing with that with myself.
All right. So, hold on to that thought, Pam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Pam Irving is the founder of Cape Clogs. And that's put a .com on the end of those two words, and you got to find her website. And as the little girl said, you can get them online. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Two websites to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. The first one is where you can find all the things that we do here, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then, of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Pam Irving is our guest, folks, and she's an outstanding young entrepreneur who's the founder of Cape Clogs. That's capeclogs.com. And these are shoes that she imports from Sweden. These are ladies' shoes, right? I mean, well, do you have men's shoes? Is there a men's line here?
I do have a big men's following. I have men's
Really?
Sizes. Yes. And,
okay, I'm not sure.
We'll have to get you a pair, Jim.
I know. I don't have any. So which one of the flowered patterns would I wear? Do you think?
Well, maybe the peace symbol.
You think so? Oh, here's one with a lovely poppy on it. Maybe that would be good. But here's a lovely floral pattern. That's me. No question about that. Okay, so you. Folks, she saw this opportunity. She seized it. She's built a business around it, and you're still operating it out of your house, aren't you?
I sure am. And that's a big challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the challenges of operating it out of your house?
Well, finding the time to escape. You literally have to put it into your daily plan and schedule it, saying, yes, I'm, you know, leaving my desk at this hour to go do this, and just to get yourself away from and being able to get away and look at something different and
Otherwise, you're consumed, aren't you?
Exactly.
Do you feel like you stepped into a whirlwind?
I have. I actually have. And is that
And is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a great thing. I think it keeps you...
Right now, it is a good thing, isn't it?
Yes. And despite the economy, I'm getting a new account every day.
Good for you.
And I've doubled my sales.
Are you selling these retail?
I'm selling these retail off my website, and then I sell them wholesale to retailers. I'm in about 400 retailers right now.
Wow,
nationally.
Congratulations.
Yes, and I'm in an independent boutique.
Think about this, folks. She's a home-based business importing a product, and she's in 400 retail stores and has a beautiful website. This is really an incredible success story. Pam, and I'm very excited for you and proud for you. But at some point in time, this whirlwind, which is now very benevolent and exciting and everything, at some point in time, if you don't figure out how to get off of it and put other people into it with you, it's going to become destructive, isn't it?
It can be. Yes, I can foresee
that. You're already seeing that, aren't you? That you've got to know when to tame this thing. And let it not be such a... I mean, at some point in time, it's going to become less entrepreneurial and more management, isn't it?
Correct. And I think that happens with any new business.
Yeah.
And you have to foresee that, and you have to be prepared.
And are you going to be the... Now that you're the entrepreneur, clearly, but are you going to be able to stop being such an entrepreneur and start being the manager? See, that's a gut check for every founder of every small business is whenever this thing settles down and it just needs to be operated, am I going to be the operator?
I believe that I will know when the time comes. And putting myself out there, and I think it'll just happen.
Right, but it is something. But it's good that you know about that, though, because some people it hits them after it's too late.
Correct.
Yeah, talk to us about what you've learned about importing.
This has been a very big challenge. Learning how to take the product from point A to point B, point A being from Sweden, and working with freight carriers. And learning how importing a product.
Is there a tariff?
Actually, my product does not have a tariff on it because of your foot hits the actual wood, and they consider that as a natural product.
Ah.
So therefore, I do not pay a duty on my
Very
product.
Interesting. That's good to know, isn't it?
Yes.
So if you put a leather liner or a cushioned liner inside, you might have a problem.
Yes, you will pay a duty.
These are details you got to know about, folks.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
And so that was, you know, one detail, like you said, learning about that. And then bringing it into the port and learning about trucking and warehousing and how it's all going to get into my warehouse.
Right.
And choosing a warehouse, that was a major challenge. From that point, how am I going to, you know, get the actual product into the hands of consumers?
Right.
Have
you hired shipping experts to help you store? Because you're not keeping all these in your house. You've obviously got a warehouse. You got consultants, people who help you with these things, right?
Right. I started to, though, Jim. My living room was full of clogs. And I said, okay, I have a life.
Right, exactly.
So.
Hey, Pam, I've got to wrap it up because we run out of time. Thank you for being here. The website is Cape Clogs, CAPEclogs.com. And congratulations, Pam. I'm proud of you. And by the way, on the personality clogs, I think I like the one with the fruit basket on the cover, on the front of it.
Okay.
So I think those are the ones that I want. 17 triple E, by the way. Thanks, Pam. Just kidding. Thanks a lot. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Thank you, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.